Trevor, are you starting to see a lot of things come back to life after the pandemic, or is it still pretty slow on your end, or is it in the middle?
I have to say it's in the middle. It's a lot better than it was, and I'm seeing a lot more theater pop up, too. So if anyone does regional or touring, now's the time to look to see what's out there. And, you know, it's funny because commercial work in New York, of course, is always busy, but it's all, a lot of non-union. And in California, I'm bi-coastal, so everything out there is mostly union for commercial. So it just amazes me how one coast can be so different than the other coast.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think SAG in New York's got to jump on the bandwagon here for commercial actors that are union.
I think so, too. Anybody that's a representative in this room, hey, we need to chat. I know, for example, I have an agent and a manager, and that's a pretty common experience. How do you work together with the agent?
I think it's very important that whoever you have working as a team for you all work together. I've noticed that with my legit agents, we all submit together and we all work together. And that's pretty standard because they feel if you're more than one person working on a project, more the merrier. Commercial agents are not so open to sharing their submissions with managers, but that's fine if they're a good commercial agent. So pretty much I would say if you're looking to build a team, always ask your manager and future agent if they work well with everyone. If they don't, no sense in having a team.